This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
I'm Mark Boulanger. The organization which represents trade unions globally has called for an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The International Trade Union Confederation represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. In a statement released today, the ITUC calls for a ceasefire and the return of all hostages and people held without legitimate legal reasons in Gaza and Israel. The Confederation is also calling for a major humanitarian effort for the people of Gaza and others displaced since the conflict began on October 7th. It has repeated its call for all governments to strive for peace and towards the realization of a two-state solution with an end to the occupation and two sovereign democratic countries living in conditions of lasting peace, based on United Nations Security Council Resolutions 242 and 338. 242 calls for Israel's withdrawal from the territories it captured in 1967 in exchange for lasting peace. 338 was adopted during the Yom Kippur War of 1973 as the first of three resolutions which led to an end to the war. Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005. Hamas began governing in Gaza in 2007. The ITUC's fight for peace in the world is long-standing. Its position on peace was recently reinforced by the ITUC's newly elected General Secretary, Luc Triangle, in his acceptance speech at a special online congress October 12th. He emphasizes that there can be no peace in the world if the rights of working people are denied.
Our world is going through serious geopolitical storms. There are armed conflicts in every region. And military coups are again the order of the day in many places. The global race for more armaments has never really gone away, but it is now accelerating again. World military expenditure grew by 19% over the last decade to reach a record high of over $2 trillion. We all see that the daily reality is moving into the wrong direction. Refugee flows, usually from those who are weakest in society, are increasing. Since the start of this year, over 100 million people had fled war, violence, and persecution. And the impacts of climate change are driving more and more people to flee. As a trade union movement, we are at the heart of the peace movement, and we must continue to strive for dialogue to resolve existing conflicts and prevent new ones. This helps our members. This helps the weakest in our societies. Striving for peace is striving also for democracy. The failure of governments over many years to ensure the social contract is driving more and more people to the political extremes, fueling the extreme right, exposing the vulnerable and eroding solidarity. The global architecture for peace and democracy must be underpinned by the new social contracts at the global but also at national level. And what we see is also that the line between autocracies and democracy are blurring. When dialogue between states and the people breaks down, when nations flirt with autocracy to pass unpopular laws, when parliaments are put aside, when governments deploy state forces to quell lawful resistance, democracy is on the line and working people suffer the consequences. Across the world, we continue to see social regression rather than social progress. Authoritarian government responses to the different crises are on the rise, and the interest of companies, ultra-rich oligarchs, and the finance sector continue to predominate over the well-being of the majority of the population. And besides the direct and indirect consequences of war in a difficult geopolitical context, where workers are also suffering from the climate crisis, the food and energy crisis, and high inflation, which continues to undermine their purchasing power, pushing many of them further into poverty. The state of social justice in the world should shame us all. The top 1% has taken 38% of all wealth accumulated since the 90s, whereas the bottom 50% has gained over 2%, and 685 million people still live in extreme poverty. Over 50 million workers are in modern slavery, and at least 160 million children remain in child labor, with numbers going up again after decades of decline. Every year, 3 million workers die at the workplace, and hundreds of millions are injured or made ill because of work. More than 60% are working in the informal economy without any labor protection, and 4 billion are excluded from social protection. These attacks on rights and the lives of trade unionists, and indeed the converging crisis that we are facing, need an all-encompassing response that will build more sustainable and resilient societies. A transformative agenda with social justice at the center. The IJC Congress last year launched our global trade union demand for a new social contract. It is our program to create a peaceful world with decent and climate-friendly jobs for all, with just transition at the center, with robust systems for public health and care. It calls for, our new social contract calls for, the creation of decent and climate-friendly jobs for all, through investments in strategic economic sectors such as care and sustainable infrastructure, which just transitions, and the formalization of informal work. It calls for right for all workers, regardless of their employment status, as promised in the ILO Centenary Declaration. It also calls for living minimum wages, pay rises to face the cost of living crisis, and real and rapid progress on equal pay for women and men. At the current speed, women will only be paid equal wages in 257 years from now. It also calls for universal social protection, for equality, ending all discrimination on the basis of gender, race, or any grounds. And our new social contract also calls for inclusion, with a truly inclusive multilateral system and fundamental reform of international trade and finance. And colleagues, equality must also apply just as much within the trade union movement, in our structures and in our programs. The IJC has made progress on many of these areas in the recent years. But today, the odds are stacked against working people, and we need to do more. The core of our work is international trade union solidarity. International trade union solidarity. In a world where capital and companies are global, where our income and rights are systematically attacked in a coordinated manner by governments and employers, the way forward for trade unions is to strengthen our international cooperation and action. Workers of the world unite. That was already nearly 200 years ago the slogan of the first trade unions. It is not different today. Workers of the world unite.